East Atlanta is where on July 22, 1864, the Confederates made a daring assault among the Union troops who were moving in from Decatur, basically starting at where I-20 meets Moreland Avenue and extending all the way up to the Carter Center. And Peachtree Creek, where currently Bobby Jones Golf Course is now.
There have been campaigns, if you will, over time to preserve some of these battlefields in days gone by.
Atlanta did make two efforts to try to save some of the sites. I think both suffered from poor timing. To give you a little bit of background on that, 1890, Civil War veterans are starting to pass on. The country sort of has a nostalgic feel for something that's safely in the past. Americans started thinking we need to preserve major battlefields. And Congress originally designated four spots, Shiloh, Chickamauga, Gettysburg, and Vicksburg, as worth preserving as national battlefield parks. Well, what happened was in 1893, a severe economic depression hit America. By this time, the battlefield preservations of those parks was already underway, and as a result, it became a very costly endeavor, and there was a lot of angst about this is too expensive, we can't afford this now. So when Atlanta came up with its plan in 1900, Congress really was not in the mood to spend any more money on battlefield preservation at that time. The second attempt took place a generation later, and again, it was bad economic timing. In the 1920s, again, America was feeling nostalgic, and there was sort of a new wave of let's preserve some more battlefields. Atlanta made its pitch, but it did not get its pitch in until 1931, and by that time, the Great Depression was well underway, and Congress just was not in the mood to spend money for such things. And the cost today, you know, seems slight to us. It's $300,000, but back then, that was just
monumental amount.
Right, especially given that recently the Kennesaw National Battlefield had been set up just north of the city. And I think the feeling was that that will serve as sort of a way to honor the Atlanta campaign and those who fought it in general. But it's interesting that Kennesaw would not have come about had it not been that the land for that was donated. Federal soldiers who fought at the Battle of Kennesaw Mountain donated the land to the state of Illinois so that they could put a monument there to the Illinois troops who died at Cheatham Hill. So again, that was free land as far as Congress and the federal government was concerned. Atlanta did not have that luxury.
I guess there are some spots left relatively unscathed.
Well, it's hard to tell because 20th century earth movers, you know, bulldozers, cranes, they can really change the shape of the landscape. Grant Park in the earliest 20th century had cannons and statues sort of giving a little bit of the Civil War history in the area, and over the years, the artifacts just disappeared. Literally, two cannons disappeared from Grant Park. They were there one night, the next day, it was gone. And there was a third cannon, which is the cannon that sits in front of the cyclorama now. They moved it and have got a position there. But such was the time that if a cannon disappeared, I guess people just didn't go looking for it back then. But, you know, and to me, that kind of sums up sort of Atlanta's ambivalent history of how it deals with the Civil War. It's very strange. You have to remember, though, Atlanta is also, you know, considered the birthplace of civil rights. So let's look at the centennial celebration of the American Civil War in 1960s. Well, in 1960s, as the civil rights movement is in full swing, and Atlanta was walking a fine line. You know, we were the city that was too busy to hate. We did not have the Birminghams and the Selmas and the Montgomery situations. So even the civic leaders at the centennial celebration were like, we can't go overboard in trying to, you know, whereas many other southern cities were dragging out reenactors and
hosting antebellum balls.
Right, right. You know, there was some of that, but it was not nearly with the energy and encouragement that other southern cities did. And I think there's a good reason for that. You know, Atlanta was making history in the 1960s. They weren't looking to look back at history. They were making history for the civil rights. Trying to resurrect the past, probably they saw a lot of downside to that.